Hello, I'm Jeffrey. It's time to get to work.
I'm Buffy. What do you mean, get to work? Why so serious?
Well, today's TOEIC lesson is about finding work or getting a job.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. It's a difficult process to get a job, and it can take some time.
Exactly. 景气不好，工作难找啊，所以更要加倍努力充实自己哦。
So in this lesson, a company boss named Daniel wants to hire Tiffany.
Sounds great. 今天的对话呢是一场面试。What can we learn from an interview?
Well, Tiffany wants a little more money, so they will have to negotiate.
That's right, negotiation. 今天要介绍大家一些沟通谈判的技巧哦。好啦，讲那么多，先来看看今天的对话吧。
Sealing the deal.
Well, Tiffany, we would like to offer you a job here at our company. Do you have any questions for us?
Yes, I have one. How much does the job pay?
How much salary do you expect?
What salary will you offer me?
Okay, then. Our basic proposition is 30,000 NT dollars every month.We decided on this salary based on your experience.
Does that include all national holidays?
Yes, but not all of Chinese New Year. You will have to work some to make up for that week.
I appreciate the offer, but from my perspective, 30,000 NT dollars is not enough for someone who had two great internships in college, like I did.
How much do you have in mind?
Well, because of my past experience, I would like 38,000 NT dollars per month. I will be one of the best employees at your company with my knowledge and experience. So, I feel it's a fair salary.
That's a little high. May we offer a compromise? How about 35,000 NT dollars?
Okay, I think that will work for me.
Great. I believe we have an agreement. It's our pleasure to have you on board, Tiffany.
Thank you, Daniel, for the opportunity. And I look forward to starting work soon.
Word power!
Offer. Offer. The waiter offered us some bread and water before taking our order. The waiter offered us some bread and water before taking our order. Salary. Salary. Scott received a salary of 32,000 NT dollars a month for his first job.Scott received a salary of 32,000 NT dollars a month for his first job. Experience. Experience. Matthew gained a lot of experience after traveling the world. Matthew gained a lot of experience after traveling the world. Internship.Internship. The internship at the hospital helped Roger learn more about medicine. The internship at the hospital helped Roger learn more about medicine. Employee. Employee. The boss gave his employees 2 days off for the Christmas holidays.The boss gave his employees 2 days off for the Christmas holidays. Opportunity. Opportunity. People should hold on to great opportunities if possible. People should hold on to great opportunities if possible.
The conversation begins. Daniel says, Well, Tiffany, We would like to offer you a job here at our company. Do you have any questions for us?
好，对话的场景呢是一场面试。Daniel 可能是位面试官，他就说啦，诶 Tiffany， 我们公司呢想要雇佣你，给你一个工作，你有任何问题吗？ Hey Jeffrey, what was your first question for your first job interview?
I think it was, would you like to have this job?
Oh, I see.
I said yes, of course. It's an easy question.
Okay, let's go back to the conversation.
So to offer something means that you are willing to give something to someone.
这里看到单字 offer， 它是动词，表示提供、给予的意思，也可以和 provide P-R-O-V-I-D-E 相通哦。
So the waiter offered us some bread and water before taking our order. The waiter offered us some bread and water before taking our order.
服务生啊，在点餐前提供了我们一些面包和水。那提供某人某物呢，我们可以用 offer somebody something。或者是 offer something to somebody. OK, 那当你在面试的时候呢，面试官问你有没有问题，这时候你有问题一定要问哦，千万不要客气耶。I think Tiffany is quite straightforward because she asks...
Yeah, she is straightforward. She's not afraid to ask this question. And so she says, yes, I have one. How much does the job pay?
OK, 我想应该有些人会觉得哎，面试直接这样问薪水会不会太直接了？其实我个人觉得问清楚也好，就是像把游戏规则都讲明白，就不会有模糊空间咯。 Okay, so Tiffany asked a question, and what is Daniel's answer?
So now the negotiation is beginning.
That's right.
Daniel says, how much salary do you expect?
Hey, 结果 Daniel 并没有直接说出来哦，而是反问了 Tiffany, 那你想象中的薪资是多少呢？
We need to know what salary means.
Okay.
Salary is the money you receive as payment.
That's right.
From the organization you work for. Usually paid to you every month.
Salary 是名词，表示薪水、薪资的意思。好，那更详细的来说呢， salary 通常是经由银行转账，支付给专业雇员的月薪哦。
Scott received a salary of 32,000 NT dollars a month.For his first job, Scott received a salary of 32,000 NT dollars a month for his first job.
Scott 第一份工作的月薪呢为新台币32,000元。其实我觉得 Daniel 也挺厉害的，他并没有一开始就把底牌掀出来，反而先请对方讲数字。我觉得这应该也是谈判的技巧之一吧，等对方先开条件，再顺着这个条件来议价。但是他遇到更厉害的谈判高手咯。Why? Let's continue with our conversation.
Tiffany comes back with another question.
That's right.
She says, what salary will you offer me?
Tiffany 也没有直接回答哎，结果又反问对方，那你能提供给我怎么样的薪水呢？哎，怎么好像有点鬼打墙啊，都没有人要回答彼此的问题耶。这时候啊，其实就是要看哪一方先妥协咯。
And Daniel can't play this negotiation game any longer. He says, okay then, our basic proposition is 30,000 NT dollars every month. We decided on this salary based on your experience.
Proposition 是名词，提议、建议。动词 propose 表示提出建议的意思。这边呢我们学到一个英文提议的说法， our basic proposition is, 我们基本的提案是什么什么，或者你也可以用更简单的 how do you feel about, 怎么样怎么样来提议哦。
The word experience is a noun here, not a verb, and it is the knowledge and skill that you have gained from your past.
是的， experience 是名词，经验、经历，它其实可以当动词啦，表示体验或感受。那补充一下句子中的 decide on， 它指的是 to choose something from a number of possibilities， 从许多可能性做出选择的意思咯。 OK, let's take a look at the example sentence for experience.
Matthew gained a lot of experience after traveling the world. Matthew gained a lot of experience after traveling the world.
是啊，正所谓读万卷书不如行万里路。老师很鼓励同学多旅行哦，真的可以让你学到很多耶。Okay, let's continue with the negotiation. What does Tiffany ask?
Tiffany asks, does that include all national holidays?
那月薪三万有包含全部的国定假日吗？ Include 是动词，表示包含包括的意思。Well, what's Daniel's answer?
Yes, but not all of Chinese New Year. You will have to work some to make up for that week.
Daniel 就回答啦，有包含，但不是全部的农历新年哦，你必须要补班。 Make up 就是补足、补偿的意思，它也有 to invent a story 捏造的意思咯。 Okay, will Tiffany accept the job? Let's find out.
Well, actually, this is not good enough for Tiffany.
Really?
So she says, I appreciate the offer, but from my perspective, 30,000 NT dollars is not enough for someone who had two great internships in college, like I did.
Tiffany 说我很感谢 appreciate 这个提议，但是 from my perspective, 新台币三万元对于在大学时期呢有两个极优实习机会的人，像我一样啊，其实是 not enough。这里呢，我们先看到片语 from my perspective。perspective 是名词，看法、观点。From my perspective 就是从我的观点或角度来看啦。其实啊，它表达的是一种软性的说服哦。不管任何状况，如果你直接说 No, No, you're wrong, No, I don't accept that， 这其实是很没有礼貌的。所以你在表达的时候呢，你就可以用这个方法来说服对方。Okay, Jeffrey is going to explain the word internship.
An internship is something that students do to get practical experience in a job.Often during a vacation, maybe summer vacation. And it's not a job, really, because usually you don't get paid.
Okay, 其实 internship 是名词，表示实习机会的意思。Intern 是实习生。Okay, let's take a look at the example sentence for this word.
The internship at the hospital helped Roger learn more about medicine. The internshipAt the hospital helped Roger learn more about medicine.
在医院的实习机会帮助 Roger 学到更多医药知识。
So it's too bad that Roger, in our example, he didn't make any money. But why would he do that? Maybe he wants to be a doctor.
Okay.
And so he wants to see what happens in a hospital,
what
doctors do every day. So he's getting that experience.
That's right. 其实 internship 就是实习机会，所以这个机会是非常宝贵的哦。
So Tiffany wants a little more money. And Daniel, he still wants to hire Tiffany.
Okay.
So he says, how much do you have in mind?
Daniel 就问啦，那你理想的薪资是多少呢？
And Tiffany says, well, because of my past experience, I would like 38,000 NT dollars per month.
Tiffany 就回答说，因为我过去的经验啊，我觉得月薪三万八很合理。Per, P-E-R 是介系词，每个的意思。同学这边要注意哦，除了提出薪资需求之外，有一个很重要的一点就是，如果你要求很高的话，你要能够证明你真的值得。So what will Tiffany do to prove that?
She continues by saying,I will be one of the best employees at your company with my knowledge and experience. So I feel it's a fair salary.
他说啊，运用我所拥有的知识跟经验，我将会是贵公司最棒的雇员之一，所以我觉得这个薪资很公平。Well, she's very confident, and that's a good thing. Are you a confident person, Jeffrey?
Most of the time I am.
Good for you.
It helps me feel better about myself.
Okay.
And just so you know, an employee is a person who is paid to work for someone. So, for example, the boss gave his employees 2 days off for the summer vacation. The boss gave his employees 2 days off for the summer vacation.
OK, 来看看单词 employee 是名词，雇员、员工的意思。动词 employ, employ。那 Tiffany 都这样说了， Daniel 会接受还是会拒绝呢？ Let's find out more.
Daniel still wants to give the job to Tiffany.
OK.
Because of all her great experience.
That's right.
But she wants too much money.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, that's a little high.May we offer a compromise? How about $35,000?
Daniel 也表达了他的想法，他觉得38,000这个价格有点高，能不能来个折中办法呢？ Compromise 名词就表示折中办法、妥协办法的意思咯。
So they're going to make a deal, maybe somewhere in the middle.
That's right.
Tiff says, okay, I think that will work for me.
Tiffany 觉得35,000是可以接受的。Work 在这里可不是工作哦，而是行得通的意思。Your idea doesn't work. 你的主意行不通啦。
Okay. And Daniel says, great. I believe we have an agreement. It's our pleasure to have you aboard, Tiffany.
太好了，我相信我们达成协议了。Agreement. 它的动词是 agree, 表示同意。那不同意呢就是 disagree 咯。 OK,Daniel 就说 Tiffany 很高兴你能够加入我们 Have you aboard 就是欢迎加入的意思啦。
Tiffany says, Thank you, Daniel, for the opportunity and I look forward to starting work soon.
Look forward to 表示期待期望，因为是介系词要接名词，所以这边是 look forward to starting work。
And our final word to focus on is opportunity. An opportunity is a situation that makes it possible to do or achieve something.
That's right. Opportunity 是机会的意思。它跟 chance 不一样，就是说 opportunity 其实表示是一个有期待跟对你有利的机会咯。
For example, people should hold on to great opportunities if possible. People...should hold on to great opportunities if possible.
如果可以的话，你应该要把握住好机会咯。
So this was a great example of negotiation.
That's right.
Daniel started low, Tiffany came back high, and they met somewhere in the middle. They made an agreement, and that's what negotiation is all about.
That's right. 谈判沟通实在是很深奥的一门学问哦。OK, 希望今天的课程对你有所启发。Let's go to our wrap-up.
So let's see what we have learned.
Sure. Would you like to get a movie after this?
Oh yeah, there's a great action movie in theaters now.
Oh, I want to watch that funny movie that's about the couple.
Well, I would prefer the action movie. So if you watch that with me, I'll buy you popcorn.
A large popcorn.
Small.
Large.
Medium?
Okay, it's a deal.
And that's how you negotiate.
That's right. Okay, so, 很开心今天能够教大家一些沟通谈判的技巧咯。See you next time.
Bye bye.
I'm completely satisfied.
Oh, I'm completely satisfied too.
大家好，我是 Evita。同学们，你们在什么时候可以感到心满意足呢？其实生活中有很多小小的幸福就可以感到很满足哦。这时你就可以说 I'm completely satisfied. I'm completely satisfied. 我感到十分满足。Satisfied 是形容词，表示感到满意的、满足的意思，而 satisfy 是动词。之前跟同学讲过一个文法规则，有时候动词的过去式加 ed 会成为形容词哦。那好，我们要说因为什么事物而感到满足，就可以搭配介系词 with。所以 somebody be satisfied with something 就是什么人为了什么事物而感到满足。好啦，刚喝了一杯水就觉得很满足，就可以说 I'm satisfied with a glass of water。 那这一杯水可以让我感到满足，用动词 satisfy 把事物移到主词，将句子改成 A glass of water satisfies me。 好啦，那再造一个句子，饱餐一顿而感到满足。 Satisfy 形容词的用法是 I'm satisfied with the feast。 A satisfy 的用法则是改成 The feast satisfies me。 好啊，各位同学，是不是很简单，很幸福，很满足呢？好的， A Plus 小聚会，下次见咯，拜拜。
Sealing the deal.
Well, Tiffany, we would like to offer you a job here at our company. Do you have any questions for us?
Yes, I have one. How much does the job pay?
How much salary do you expect?
What salary will you offer me?
Okay, then. Our basic proposition is 30,000 NT dollars every month. We decided on this salary based on your experience.
Does that include all national holidays?
Yes, but not all of Chinese New Year. You will have to work some to make up for that week.
I appreciate the offer, but from my perspective...30,000 NT dollars is not enough for someone who had two great internships in college, like I did.
How much do you have in mind?
Well, because of my past experience, I would like 30,000 NT dollars per month. I will be one of the best employees at your company, with my knowledge and experience. So, I feel it's a fair salary.
That's a little high. May we offer a compromise? How about 35,000 NT dollars?
Okay, I think that will work for me.
Great. I believe we have an agreement. It's our pleasure to have you on board, Tiffany.
Thank you, Daniel, for the opportunity. And I look forward to starting work soon. Offer. Offer. The waiter offered us some bread and water before taking our order. The waiter offered us some bread and water before taking our order. Salary. Salary. Scott received a salary of 32,000 NT dollars a month for his first job.Scott received a salary of 32,000 NT dollars a month for his first job. Experience. Experience. Matthew gained a lot of experience after traveling the world. Matthew gained a lot of experience after traveling the world. Internship.Internship. The internship at the hospital helped Roger learn more about medicine. The internship at the hospital helped Roger learn more about medicine. Employee. Employee. The boss gave his employees 2 days off for the Christmas holidays.The boss gave his employees 2 days off for the Christmas holidays. Opportunity. Opportunity. People should hold on to great opportunities if possible. People should hold on to great opportunities if possible.